Kuf Chaf. Omrim Ritzeh B'chol HaTzfilos. Right, we add the word, the paragraph, the parts that starts Ritzeh. Udloka Oysim Shenogim Shlola Omrim B'mincha. Not like those of the Minig, not to say it at Mincha time.
Ritzeh by Mincha?
Yeah, we'll see. And then, 1 second. Oh, that's it, 1 second. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. Mincha, Aleph. They start at that point. Ishe Yisrael. I am prima godim shakosav. He writes to the fima shenahagu achsha b'chom walkam loyim ritzei mikri medalig mishanim matbeis shetov chazal. So since you don't say it, that's like you change the actual matbeah, the formation, the way that they set it up. Literally, it's like it was minted, right? They've coined the nusach. V'dina kemo shakosav hamachabesim in Kuf Yud Tet Siv Gimel. So yesterday, b'tal b'bracha, and you make a mistake on bracha, right? He skipped it accidentally. Really, not
interesting that people start with Ishe Yisrael. Hold, there's two ways of punctuating that. Does Ishe Yisrael belong with what came before? Or does it belong with what came after?
Right.
Because those who start with Ishe Yisrael, and obviously holding like the sheet holds. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense if you say it belongs to what came before. You don't have what came before.
Right. So that's the difference where you put the comma. Is it right, Ishe Yisrael Usufi Losam, comma?
Right.
Or is it Ishe Yisrael? Right?
It's the figurative Ishe Yisrael or the literal Ishe Yisrael. Right. If you put the comma after it, it's the literal Ishe Yisrael.
Yeah. I think that's Machloikis of Chaim Brisker and the Taz as to which different minhagim. Okay, good point. Right, so that's what we talked about yesterday, the Kuf Yotest, that's like a mistake. Right? If this is called, they only made a mistake. Ayin el sof simin samach dalid mogin avram b'shem hakesef mishnah v'simin nun tes v'simin kuf yudad mogin avram v'simin katan tes v'reshim kuf pei zayin kosef hatur amash ona oimrim v'ishe yisrael usafila sam. Right? We're saying on the Jewish people. I'm sorry, Ishe Yisrael, the fire, right? And I'm sorry, I said it backwards. Ishe Yisrael's tefilos, something. The Jewish people and their tefilos. Afal pi she'in ata avoid. Even though we don't have this nowadays. Mispalim al ha'tefila shehi b'mokom ha'korban shetiskabel b'rotzon lifnei Hashem Yisborach. Right? So we're davening that, no, we're not really bringing the, like you said, the figurative, but the tefilos are b'mokom korbanos. So we're davening those should be accepted. Uv'midrash yesh, the Midrash says, Michoel Sar Hagodo Makriv Nishmoson Shel Tzadikim Al Hamizbeach Shamala. So Michoel the Malach brings the Nishamas of the Tzadikim on the Mizbeach. Roitz Lamozamin. Shemagi Shoysam the Rotzon Lifnei Hashem the Reach Nichoach. That their actions create a Reach Nichoach, a pleasantness to Hashem. Alze Tikneve Ishe Yisrael. Oh, that's what it means, Ishe Yisrael, the Jewish people. Roitz Lamor means like this. Anshe Yisrael, v'yish meforshim amash l'malam imenu v'hochi perushom. What it means, what's happening down here, what's happening up there. V'hoshi v'avoidali v'ishe Yisrael. V'achar kach, and then, comma, like you said, right? U'tefilosom be'avat tekabel baratzim. Ayin betash, shekosav pirush ha'imtza'i, hu ha'muvchar shebekulam. Aval ha'groa kosav she'ikri kepirush ha'rishon. Okay, that's the machlokas, is exactly where we divide it up. Like you were alluding to. Very good. Okay, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Dine Moidim. So, Machaber begins in Aleph, Shochin B'modim Techil Basov. So we bow at the beginning and the end of Moidim. Okay, we know this already. Shochin, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, even his davin lo roik. Let's say you have a spittle in your mouth, right? Something like a phlegm or something like that, you have to spit up. Lo yishche ad shiyetze haroik mipiv. You should not bow down until you've spit it out. Ein el simin tzadit zayin siv beiz. B'modim, isi b'meder, b'b'gemara, im lo kar b'modim, if you don't bow down at modim, na'aseh shiru nochash la'achar sheva shonim. You will turn into a snake, right? You'll turn into a snake. So if you look in the deer shoe, in 3, right, you're going to turn into a snake. Tam mevur b'tur shezeh mida k'neged mida. I mean, turning into a snake, we know the snake, the Nachash HaKadmoni, was the first one to be Kofer Tov, right? So if you don't bow down, you're not showing thanks to Hashem, that's like Mida K'neged Mida. Shehayelo Lichro L'Zkoif B'Nachash, K'Nachash, V'hu lo yasachin l'chein nase shidur l'nachash. Right, so because I guess like the snake that has a slithering around, so it's not rigid. So then a person had to be machnia themselves like the snake, so to speak. Why are we so machmir by this? We don't say that if you don't bow by avos, you'll turn into a snake. So kosev haTorah Chaim, shachriya v'birkas haHodah, he k'derech she'adam moidel lechaver she'shoyche b'hachna, because it's the type of humility that we're showing by bowing at this part, right? Modim, where we're so thankful to Hashem, we admit, right? That's a beautiful lashon where he writes the word to be moide. He has in a beautiful Hebrew, he says, like, two visitors that met at the inn. The idea that to be moide means to admit and to say thanks. Because when you're doing moide, you're saying both. You're saying, I admit that I'm subservient, I admit that I'm indebted to you, and I'm also giving thanks for the fact. So the two concepts go hand in hand. So he says, V'chol ha'ome b'koyme z'kufa nira k'koyfer b'davar. So you're like, that snake, that's koyfer. Okay, back to the...
Maybe the snake is not yasher, because it's the slithers are...
Right, inachinami. Okay, where are we up to? Gimel. At the beginning, ha'ayin b'tchidiyaz modim, ch'sha'omer Hashem yizkof. When you say Hashem's name, you stand back up. V'sof dalad, v'birkas ha'toiv shimcha dehainu be'eis amiras boruch ato, k'sha'omer Hashem yizkof. Like the other brachas, k'nal, as we said, simkuf yud gimel, sif zayin, v'inyin birkas ovos. That's what we talk about, bending at the knees, and then... Bowing down, like being, you should be standing up by the time you get to Hashem's name. Rabbi David Shachter pointed out to me, Rabbi Moshe says you should bend at your knees by Baruch, keep your knees bent by Atah, because the number says you straighten up your knees again. So that's the thing. Okay. Good morning, Moshe. Okay, Beis Ha'omer Moidim Moidim. If you say it two times, then Meshakinos, so we silent you. Ugh, no good. What does that mean? Meshakinos, so Af Im Lo. Even if you don't necessarily bow down two times, we still silence you, because it looks like, you think about it, it looks like you're saying there's more than one HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether you just do the words or one whole topic, same thing. Hakol Aser, it's all prohibited.
Same thing like Shema and Echad. If you repeat those words, the same thing, you're not supposed to repeat.
Right, exactly. Cause it looks like you're. He says the last part of the line is, it looks like you're shtei reshuyos. It looks like you're. Yeah, there's more than one chas v'shalom, one Hashem. Now, if they have in the sixth, in the dirshu, he speaks of im einu koyfel b'retzifus el mafzik ezizman. Let's say I don't say them right away. Modi manach nulach. I wait 10 seconds. Again, modi manach nulach. You said it twice, but it wasn't like, you know, like one, two, you to you, and to you, and to you, right? So what's the din? Kos of la'el, but in kfilas tevos b'kriya shema, like you said, what if you repeat certain words in shema? She'im mamtin ezizman, bein ha'kriya l'rishon l'shniya, ein mishakinoisa. Then if there's a pause, we don't silence you. Afila ein ze megun, it's not even considered to be disgusting, because of makor chayim, so it has to be more than 3 to 4 seconds. I don't know. Sheila Shalom is very quick. 2 seconds, 3 seconds. It has to be a little bit of pause. But then once you have that little break, then what's it called? Then you're okay. Yeah. And the next part he brings a little bit more about other parts, places where you don't necessarily repeat. Okay. Gimel. Yochid ein lo loimar birkas kohanim. A yochid, an individual, doesn't say birkas kohanim, hagav v'chein ikka, that's the main thing, v'chein nirali linhag, that's the way you should be noheg, aval haminag, a poshet ein achein, but that's not the minag. You know, sometimes you get one guy up there, a chazan be up there all by himself, right, and he's singing along, maybe his voice is a little bit, you know, and he's up there doing the whole thing. Rak, afilu yochid, oimer oisa, kozman, sheroil, and siyas kapayim. Anytime he could do it, he's appropriate to do it, v'ein anir. Right, he does do this, but he says like he doesn't seem to like this. Seems like this should really have more than one person. Okay, last one on the in this siman is sifkat and vav ve'ein and nira. The last part says the mikol malkum im amr ein machzirino. So if he says it, we don't make him repeat it. Ve'gam ein limchos biyat ha'omrim moso. We shouldn't protest those who do say it. Ein lo elokeinu ve'lokeinu v'seinu ve'vesa avil. Right, we don't say this. We don't do birkas kohanim in a beis avil. V'chein kosa b'rheitiv. B'rheitiv says the same thing. V'hu b'shiyuri k'neses ha'gadola b'shem sefer tanya. V'al kein. Therefore, af shebidogam ervava chalak alzeh, he argues on this, yishlichos ledivrei rishon, we should be concerned for their opinion. So he speaks out in the Dirshu 7, yish lachos ledivrei harishonim, we should be concerned for what they say. Das achazanish stipler sheish lema birkas kohanim bebeis ha'avil. No, they do say it. You do see birkas kohanim in the beis ha'avil. V'chein kasav ha'gesher ha'chaim, that's like one of the authoritative sforim on these inyanim. Shebushalayim yesh shenohagu shahakohanim oilim leduchim bebeis ha'avil. Right? In Yerushalayim, the minhag is, they do this, right? Rav Tchachinsky was from Eretz Yisrael. K'mosh mevur b'shari tshuva. Ulanogim kadeyazu, those who follow this opinion, cause of a shari tshuva, she'im ein sham kohanim, oime hashat lekein vilhe avasenim bibarchenu. So he, the shat himself, says this. Gram Chaim Kanyeski Bir, he explains, speaks out in Orchos Rabbeinu, Shemashu, cause of Mishnah Brua, she'ein on lekein vilhe avasenim bibarchenu, kavanaso rak bechutz laaretz. Meaning that's Poland. That's not Yerushalayim, that's not Eretz Yisrael. In the places where they do say Birkas Kohanim in the Beis Avil, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, She'im Ha'Avil Atzmahu Hashatz, if he himself is davening for the Amid, Nogin She'enu Makri Psukim Elu LeKohanim. So right, he doesn't call him out. Someone else would be the Makri, right? Yivarechecha, etc. Okay, let's stop here for today.